Hello, and welcome to another episode of Podmas. It's Podmas Day 2. I'm clearly a bit jazzed. Did you listen to Podmas Day 1, all about podcasting? It was only 15 minutes long, so nice and short, super easy. Let me know what you think. Tweet me at Wanderloo's blog. Go on to my Facebook group, which is the What She Said podcast. All the links are in the show notes, so just scoot on down to the description in this podcast and you can see where to go. Anyway, on to today's episode. I'm really loving doing these, by the way, because something will pop into my head and I can just be like, oh, I'm going to talk to everybody about this tomorrow. So today it's imposter syndrome. And this came up in the group, in my Facebook group. We were having a chat about what we're all getting on with, kind of with regards to our blogs, projects, and you know, some people were doing amazing stuff with their editorial calendar. I'm looking at you, Sam Sparrow, and some people were switching to Squarespace, like me, and a couple of other people. And you know, and somebody said, somebody said that they'd been held back from blogging, you know, over the past few years because of imposter syndrome. And it made me feel a bit sad. And it also made me realise that we all feel like this. And it would probably be a good thing to talk about. So imposter syndrome, everybody talks about it. It's such a hot topic. Or is it a hot topic? I just feel like it's a done topic. So I'm not going to talk about like coping mechanisms or, you know, anything like that, because I don't know what I'm talking about, so there's no point. But what I am going to say is my experience of it. Essentially, imposter syndrome, if you haven't experienced it, you feel like an imposter, and it can manifest itself a little bit in the, you know, in the workplace especially. You might feel like a fraud, and like someone's going to catch you at some point and be like, no, you're not meant to be here. We shouldn't have hired you. You've been winging it for so long and we've caught you, so go away. So yeah, and I think it can manifest itself in any area of your life, but you know, motherhood like could be one. Well, it could be anything. I don't know, it could be anything, I'm rambling. But for most of us, I think it probably relates to work. For me, I've found losing a traditional career title and moving into this crazy online world over the past 3-4 years has meant that I have lost a bit of, I don't know, the shorthand that when somebody asks you at a party, oh, so what is it that you do? What's your job? Because that's what people say, isn't it? When you meet them, hi, oh yeah, nice to meet you, I'm Lucy. Where are you from? Oh, London, blah, blah, blah. What do you do? Like, what do you do? It's such a like insipid question anyway. What do you do? Well, I drink a lot of tea is what I do. And eat too much, and I don't go to the gym, and I mostly look after a baby. What they mean is, what is your job? Even if, you know, at the moment I'm on maternity leave, but I suppose the insinuation is that, have I said that in the right way? Never mind, it doesn't matter. Is that your job is kind of the thing that defines you. And whether you're not doing it right at the moment, like we all have a category or a label attached to us, which is, this is what you do. You're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you're a nurse, whatever. If you are in one of these new millennial jobs, and I hate to say millennial because I don't really feel like I am one, I think it's quite hard because none of us, well, these days, I certainly don't do just one thing. So the things that I feel imposter syndrome about, that's not a good sentence, but you know what I mean. I suppose the things that I feel fraudulent about, sorry for all the coughing, still got a bit of a cold. whether I'm a blogger or a journalist, and I basically feel a fraud in both. I'll often say that I'm a freelance journalist, and the reason I'll say that is because, and I'm going to be super honest with you, and it's kind of embarrassing to say it, is that I feel like if I say to somebody I'm a blogger, the what's attached to the word blogger is less easy to understand. Does that make sense? So if someone who isn't in the industry says, what do you do? And I say, oh, I'm a freelance journalist. They might think, oh, okay, you write for publications. If I say I'm a freelance blogger, they might be like, oh, right. I mean, that's not a job. So because, and I don't know why I think this, it might be because I've had the experience of, I've had lots of people from my, like lots of former colleagues ask me questions like, what is your job? Like, how do you earn money? And do you actually earn money? I mean, I don't know how people think that I, what the hell I'm doing? I'm just sat around positing thoughts online and not earning any money despite having a mortgage and living in London. But, you know, and that's not everyone, that's some people. But because I've had that experience... I'm just going to have a sip of tea, actually, because I'm starting to annoy myself and I don't want to annoy you. So because I've had that experience of people asking questions like that, I feel a bit fraudulent and a bit like, well, you know, I don't make six figures a month by blogging. Six figures a month, that's crazy. Well, some people do. I don't make a full-time income just from literally writing my blog, but... equally, I don't make all of my money from freelance journalism, although up until the point that I went on maternity leave, I was making the most of my money from that. And I didn't even used to be able to, I used to feel really fraudulent saying that I was a journalist, and I kind of still do because, you know, I've never had any, I didn't go to journalism school. I didn't do a degree in journalism. I didn't do a degree in English. It was only when I got my staff writer role at the Express that I felt like I could say, yeah, I'm a journalist. Because I remember somebody saying, the person who was saying it was Joe, who's the lawyer at Express, and I'd done something wrong. He was like, come on, you're a journalist. You should know this. And I was like, oh, okay, I mean, I am getting told off, but yeah, you're right, I'm a journalist, I should know this. which is like a ridiculous thing to make you feel good when someone tells you off. But anyway, and now I feel a lot more confident saying, hey, I'm a freelance journalist, I know how to pitch editors, I know how the world of journalism works. I'm not at all experienced, but I feel quite confident speaking to another journalist. I feel confident, well-ish. I feel confident pitching my work. And, you know, in blogging, if I meet up with my blogger friends, I feel super confident chatting to them. And, you know, I'm really experienced in blogging, but I just feel a bit icky about saying I'm a blogger because I feel like someone would go, well, but you aren't like a superstar blogger, so you can't really call yourself that. Isn't that ridiculous? And the other thing I feel fraudulent about is saying that I'm a freelance, anything apart from journalist. So alongside making my money from journalism, which is all going to change when I go back to work because I physically can't manage journalism with having a baby and not having full-time childcare because it's just too labour-intensive, it's too time-consuming, and the payoff won't be enough. So I'm going to lean into some of the other things that I do as a freelancer, which is all around digital marketing. And I was having an awesome chat with Charlie Swift, who runs the blog Once a Glimpse, and she's Charlie_Swift anywhere, so... go and say hello. She's on series 2 of the podcast, which will be released in the new year. And, you know, she's a digital marketing specialist. And funnily enough, she doesn't necessarily think she's an expert. And we were sort of talking about that and we were exploring the fact that her blog led her to all of this. But, you know, and she's worked in digital marketing in agencies, and, you know, she created that role for herself in the first company that she was working for, where she was doing that. Anyway, I don't want to give away all of the episode. It's really, really good. It's a really good one. But it made me think, yeah, you're right. I do copywriting. I've done social media management. I do consulting. I do influencer outreach for people. So why wouldn't I say that I'm a digital marketing specialist? I mean, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? I offer these services on my website, and people pay me to do them, all word of mouth normally, or previous clients or whatever. People pay me to create content for them, be it photos or writing or, you know, yeah, web copy, whatever. But what do I need to be able to say, hey, I'm actually kind of experienced in this? I might not be an expert in SEO or, you know, a UX designer or a web developer or whatever. But if you wanted a website set up, or if you wanted to switch your website from Squarespace to WordPress, or from Blogger to WordPress, or from one domain to the other, I could do that for you. I actually could do that. It's not something that I would necessarily want to offer as a service to people, but I could do that. I've done that several times for myself, for friends. So why can't I say that that's something that I do? It's crazy, right? And then the last thing is probably with my coaching. So some of you might know, and I'm talking about it a little bit more now because I really do need to sell this. One of the things that I do is blog coaching, and I've had a fair few clients over the past year, and that's all come from word of mouth. That hasn't really come from me selling it. And I feel like such a fraud setting myself up as a blog coach, because it feels like you need a qualification or you need something. I don't know. And I'm so if you've ever read any of my blogging resources, kind of my blogging tips posts, the phrase that I'll say most often is, I'm no expert. And I kind of annoy myself with that, because it's like, well, actually, my awesome friend Jen once said to me, you're an expert if you know more than the person you're explaining it to. That's not verbatim, but you're right. Like, she's right. Not you're right. I mean, you might be, but she's right. You are an expert. If you're teaching somebody else, they don't know it, you know it. That's it. That's all you need, isn't it? You don't have to have a degree in something to be an expert. In fact, I've got a degree in psychology and counselling, and I wouldn't say that I'm an expert in that. You know, it's crazy. So, yes. So that's me being honest. I don't know how long this episode was, so I'm sorry if it's a bit short or a bit long. But hey ho, that's what we're doing. It's Podmas. We're not worrying about the editing or anything. Let me know if you're enjoying these. I'm really enjoying recording them. So, yes, give me topics to talk about, because I want this to be useful for you. And even if if just one person downloads this and is like, oh, hey, like, she did that topic, I told her to, that would be awesome. I don't, you know, I'm going to ramble a bit more. Okay, I'm going to stop myself. My tea's getting cold. So, bye for now. Happy 2nd of December, and I will see you tomorrow.